Not long ago, the press was full of stories about Jesse Owens, the famous black athlete who had recently died. Owens, remembered for having been snubbed by Adolf Hitler, won 3 gold medals in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. But Colorado, and Elbert County in particular, has a special reason to recall the 1936 Olympics, for it was in Berlin that Simla's hometown boy, Glenn Morris, led a USA sweep by winning the gold medal in the decathlon. Morris's beginnings were much like those in other eastern Colorado youths. He was born in Simla in 1912, the oldest son in a family of 7 children. While growing up, he worked hard at home, helping with the horses that his father raised for a living. But in high school at Simla, his athletic prowess became apparent. A school star in football, basketball, and track. His high school 220-yard low hurdle record stood for more than 40 years. He further developed his skills at Colorado A&M, now Colorado State University, all-conference player in football in 1933 and 1934. He also lettered in track and basketball. After college, he continued a rigorous workout routine under the guidance of his college coach, while at the same time working part-time as an assistant coach and part-time as a car salesman. With his eye on the Olympic decathlon, Morris won the Kansas Relays in early 1936. Then, in June, he won the decathlon at the Olympic Trials in Milwaukee with a record-breaking 7,800 points. In Berlin, Morris was neck and neck with fellow American Bob Clark, with the two athletes only 2 points apart at the end of 5 events. His superior experience in the hurdles and an Olympic and world record time of 4 minutes 33 seconds and 2 tenths in the 1500-meter run won the day for him, though. He came home to a ticker tape parade in New York City and a statewide Glenn Morris Day holiday in Colorado. Unfortunately, after the 1936 Olympics were over, Glenn Morris was unable to stay in the limelight. He worked as an NBC radio commentator for a few shows, a motion picture career, as the screen's new Tarzan was very brief, and he played 1 season with the Detroit Lions professional football team. He did win the amateur athlete's coveted James E. Sullivan Memorial Trophy in 1937. During World War II, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy and saw combat action where he was injured. Following the war, he worked as a steel rigger for the Atomic Energy Commission in California until 1957. During the next decade, Morris's life was surrounded in mystery. Some writers think he worked as a parking lot attendant and may have become alcoholic. It is known, however, that his health declined steadily after 1966, and he spent most of his last years in veterans hospitals. In 1969, the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame remembered him as Colorado's and the world's greatest athlete, but Morris was too ill in California to attend. He died of congestive heart failure in 1973. 2 years later, in 1975, the Decathlon Association inducted Morris into its first enshrinement to the Decathlon Roll of Honor, Gold Medal Division. He was one of 3 Americans to be undefeated in the decathlon. Most of the world has forgotten Glenn Morris in the past 47 years, as other great athletes have come and gone. But he remains a hero in his hometown, Simla, where a photographic display honors his life in the main hall of Big Sandy School. And to the present day, the school offers a Glenn Morris Award to deserving students based on athletic achievement, academic standing, school leadership, good sportsmanship, and attitude.